Revelation.
我哋请大家打开启示录。
Revelation chapter 2.
启示录第二章。
Verse 7.
第七节。
Revelation chapter 2, verse 7.
启示录第二章第七节。
He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the assemblies. To him that overcomes, I will give to him to eat of the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God.
启示录第二章的第七节，圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有意的就应当听。得胜的，我必将神乐园中生命树的果子赐给他吃。
Verse 11.
第十一节。
He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the assemblies. He that overcomes shall in no wise be injured of the second death.
圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有意的就应当听。得胜的必 不受第二次死的害。
Verse 17.
第十七节。
He that has an ear, let him hear.What the Spirit says to the assemblies, to him that overcomes, to him will I give of the hidden manna, and I will give to him a white stone, and on the stone a new name written, which no one knows but he that receives it.
第十七节，圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有意的就应当听。得胜的，我必将那隐藏的玛拿赐给他，并赐他一块白石。石上写着生灵字，除了那领受的以外，没有人能认识。
And then verses 26 and 27.
然后第27节和第28节。
And he that overcomes, and he that keeps unto the end my words, to him will I give authority over the nations, and he shall shepherd them with an iron rod, as vessels of pottery, or they broken in pieces.As I also have received from my Father, and I will give to him the morning star.
第26、27、28节，那得胜又遵守我命令到底的，我要赐给他权柄制服列国，他必用铁杖管辖他们，将他们如同摇摇的瓦器打得粉碎，像我从父领受的权柄一样，我又要把神星赐给他。
And chapter 3, verse 5.
第三章的第五节。
He that overcomes, he shall be clothed in white garments, and I will not blot his name out of the book of life, and will confess his name before my Father and before his angel.
凡得胜的必这样穿白衣，我也必不从生命册上涂抹他的名，且要在我父面前和我父众使者面前认他的名。
And verse 12.
第十二节，
He that overcomes, him will I make a pillar of in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more at all out. And I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God and my new name.
第十二节。得胜的，我要叫他在我神殿中作柱子，他必也必不再从那里出去。我又要将我神的名和我神城的名，这城就是从天上从神我神那里降下来的新耶路撒冷，并我的新名都写在他上面。
And finally, verses 21 and 22.
最后是第21节和22节。
He that overcomes.To him will I give to sit with me in my throne, as I also have overcome and have sat down with him my Father in his throne. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the assemblies.
得胜的，我要赐他在我宝座上与我同坐，就如我得了胜，在我父的宝座上与他同坐一般。
May we have a word of prayer.
让我们祈祷。
Dear Heavenly Father,
天上的父神,
we want to thank thee for gathering us together here this afternoon.
我们感谢你,
we do commit this time back into thy own hand.
我们将这段时间交回你的手里面,
believing that thou art with us.
我们相信主你是和我们同在,
and we ask that thy spirit would breathe upon thy written word.
我们求主你的灵, 能够呼气在你的活的话上面,
and make it living and operative in our lives.
求求你的话能够活泼有功效的在我们的生命里面,
give us understanding,
给我们有悟性,
enable us to enter into thy truth,
带我们进入你的真理,
and may thy name be glorified.
让你的名字得到荣耀,
we ask in the name of our dear Lord Jesus Christ.
我们奉我们亲爱的主的名字来祷告,
Amen. Now those who were here on Thursday morning,
弟兄姊妹,如果星期四上午在这里的,
knew that this time we would like to consider together something from the book of Revelation.
那你就知道我们在这里思想一些话是从启示录的。
Revelation is the last book in the Bible.
启示录是圣经里面最后一卷书。
And it tells us what is going to happen at the end of this age.
告诉我们在这个末后的日子要发生的事情。
And as we are living towards the end of this age,
我们活在这个世代的末后的日子,
it will be appropriate for us to study this book of Revelation.
实际上很适合我们来到去查考启示录这卷书。
As a matter of fact, you'll find there is a special blessing upon those who read and to keep the word.
在这卷书里面有特别的祝福, 是给那些人去读这本书又守其中的话的。
Now last Thursday, we begin with chapter 1.
上礼拜四我们就看第一章,
and we consider together this so-called Patmos vision.
我们就思想到这个拔摩的异象。
The Apostle John was exiled to the island of Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus.
约翰被放逐到这个拔摩的海岛是为着神的道和主耶稣基督的见证。
And there on the Lord's day, he was in the Spirit.
在主日的时候,他就在灵的里面,
and heard a voice behind him.
他就听到有一个声音在他背后,
saying that what you have seen, write to the seven churches in Asia.
他就说,你所看见的,你要写上书上面,来到,寄去给亚西亚的七个教会。
And when he turned back, he saw a vision.
当他回头望的时候,他就看见一个异象,
he saw seven golden lampstands,
他看见七个金灯台,
and in the midst of these lampstands, the one who is like the Son of Man.
在这个金灯台当中,有一位好像人子的。
Now we know that the seven lampstands represent the seven churches in Asia.
我们知道这个七个金灯台是代表启示录亚细亚的七个教会。
Because this is explained in verse 20 of chapter 1.
因为在第一章的第二十节就解释给我们听了。
The mystery of the lampstand is the seven churches.
这个金灯台的奥秘就是七个教会。
And the one who stands in the midst of the lampstands is like the Son of Man.
站在金灯台当中的,因为是好像人子。
And we know that refers to our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们知道这个指着我们的主耶稣基督。
And the picture tells us of the heavenly ministry of our Lord Jesus towards the church.
这个图画让我们看见我们的主在天上为着教会的职事。
When our Lord came upon this earth,
当我们的主来到地上的时候,
he came as the prophet of God.
他来是作为神的先知。
He told us about God.
他告诉我们关于神的事情。
And he went to the cross for our sake.
佢为着我哋嚟到十字架嘅上面
，to save us，
嚟到拯救我哋。
But after the work was done，
但系当呢个工作作完嘅时候
，he was buried。
佢就埋葬啦。
And on the third day， he was risen from the dead。
第三日佢就从死里复活。
And after he had appeared to his disciples for 40 days，
佢又有四十日嘅咁长嘅时间嚟到向门徒显现。
Then he was taken back to heaven。
佢就被提升到天嘅上边。
Now we want to know what is our Lord Jesus doing today in heaven。
我哋想知道我哋嘅主耶稣基督今日喺天上边系做紧乜嘢
？We know from the word of God。
我哋从神嘅话里边知道
that his ministry in heaven is to be our great high priest。
佢喺天上边嘅职事，乃系为我哋嚟到作尊荣嘅大祭司。
He is the great high priest according to the order of Melchizedek。
佢系我哋嘅升入诸天尊荣嘅大祭司，系按照麦基洗德等次嘅。
And that is, he is the high priest according to the indestructible life。
乃呢个嘅等次，那系按住无穷嘅生命大能。
And the book of Hebrews tells us，
希伯来书咁话俾我哋听。
That he is there interceding for us。
喺佢喺嗰度嚟到长远活着为我哋祈求。
And he is to save us to the uttermost。
佢要拯救我哋到底。
But here in chapter one，
但喺呢个第一章
，you'll find our Lord as the great high priest ministering not to individual Christians but to the churches。
但喺呢度我哋睇住第一章里边，我哋睇见呢幅嘅图画。我哋嘅主作为大祭司，唔系服侍个别嘅信徒，乃服侍着教会。
The seven churches in Asia existed towards the end of the first century。
喺亚细亚嘅教会存在，直到第一世纪末。
And they were selected to represent the churches throughout the centuries。
系佢哋被拣选系出嚟乃嚟为着系代表呢个世纪里边嘅教会。
We know that the book of Revelation is a book of prophecy。
我哋知道启示录系一本预言嘅书。
So you may be able to look at these seven churches in a prophetic way。
所以我哋可以用系预言嗰方面嚟到睇启示录。
That is the seven churches represents the whole church history。
本个来讲，你系话呢七个教会就系代表着整个教会嘅历史。
From the first century to the present time，
由第一世纪直到今日。
That is looking at the seven churches from the prophetic viewpoint。
如果我哋系从系预言嘅角度嚟到咁样睇
，Now if you look at the seven churches from the historical point of view，
如果我哋睇呢七个教会从一个历史嘅角度嚟到睇
，then you find towards the end of the first century there were actually these seven churches in Asia Minor。
直到咧第一世纪末呢七个教会都喺亚细亚嘅地方。
But there is another way of looking at these seven churches。
但系我有另一方面嚟到睇呢七个教会。
It is from the spiritual viewpoint。
乃从属灵嘅角度嚟到睇。
Now, if you look from the spiritual viewpoint，
如果你从属灵嘅角度嚟到睇
，you will find that in any generation, any century, you will find the churches of God on earth have all these various conditions。
你就会发觉到喺任何嘅时间，喺任何嘅地，喺呢个世界嘅上边，嗰度都有教会系呢七个教会可以代表晒噶。
And this is what we are going to share together。
今日我哋一同嘅嚟到交通。
Now according to the heavenly pattern，
按住天上嘅样式
，the church is a golden lampstand。
教会应该一个金嘅灯台。
A lampstand is an instrument to uplift light。
一个灯台系一个嘅器皿嚟到要高举光嘅。
A lampstand is not an end in itself。
呢个灯台本身唔系嗰个目的。
Now today some people put a lampstand there as a decoration。
今日有啲人将个金灯台摆喺嗰度嚟到作为装饰。
But actually lampstand its purpose is to uplift the light。
但系 灯台的用处，那是为着要来到将光来到高举。
So it is a means to an end.
所以这个只不过途径，要带到某一个目的。
And that is what the church is.
啊，教就是咁啦。
The church is a vessel to uplift Christ Jesus, the light of the world.
啊，教会那一个嘅器皿嚟到要高举基督，佢就系世界嘅光。
The church does not draw attention to herself.
啊，教会唔应该将注意力嚟到摆喺佢自己嘅身上。
The church points people to Christ.
啊，教会应该将人指向基督。
That is the purpose of the church on earth.
呢个系教会喺地上边嘅目标。
And according to God's thought,
按照神嘅心思
，the church should be made purely of gold.
教会应该完全由纯金嚟到做。
Even though the church is composed of people,
虽然教会系由人嚟到组成
，not just people of the world,
唔系世界嘅上嘅人
，but people whom God had called out of the world,
而系神从世界里边呼召出嚟嘅人。
And they are gathered together unto the name of our Lord Jesus.
佢哋系被召聚，系奉主耶稣嘅名字。
And yet,
然而。
So far as you look into the nature of the church,
如果你系嚟到去睇下教会嘅嗰个嘅质素
，outwardly you find there are people.
啊，外边嚟睇嗰度好多嘅人
，but inwardly you find it is none but the life of Christ.
啊，但里边系唔系作为别嘅，乃只不过系基督嘅生命。
Because gold in the scripture represents the nature of God.
因为金在那里是代表神的性情。
So the church is composed of the life of Christ in every one of us.
所以教会应该就是在我们里面的我们每一个里面的基督来到组成。
And it should be of pure gold.
应该是纯金的。
That means that it should be an expression of Christ only.
应该来讲，应该只系嚟到表达基督。
The church is not to express you or express me。
啊，教会唔系要去表达你，唔系表达我。
The church is to express Christ in you and in me。
啊，教会系要表达你里边嘅基督同我里边嘅基督。
And that is what the church ought to be。
啊，教会应该就系咁样嘅。
And you find our Lord Jesus in heaven is ministering to the church.
我们看见我们的主在天上边就是这样服侍教会。
You know, in the Old Testament time,
你知道在旧约的时间
in the tabernacle,
在会幕的里面
in the holy place,
在圣至圣所的里面
there is one giant golden lampstand.
在圣所的里面那里有一个很大的金灯台。
And it is made of pure gold.
是纯金来做的。
It has seven branches.
它有七个的杆。
But there are only one lampstand.
那个只一个的灯台。
And the priest will tend to this lampstand.
这个的祭司就要去修剪这个灯。
You know, he will go into the holy place.
他要进到圣所的里面。
And he will examine the light.
啊，佢要去睇嗰个光。
You know, in the old days, you do not have electricity.
你知道喺以前嘅日子系冇电噶。
So use oil.
系用油噶。
And so the priest will go to the lampstand.
啊，祭司就嚟到呢个灯台嘅前边。
And see if the oil is getting low.
啊，所以睇下究竟嗰啲油系咪含少啦，唔够啦。
And to see if the wick.Is being burned or scorched.
睇嗰个灯芯系咪已经烧晒啦，或者系已经黑晒啦。
You know when the oil is depleted.
你知道如果油系唔够嘅时候
，then it will burn even the wick.
咁佢就会烧着嗰个灯芯啦。
And the wick will be scorched.
嗰个灯芯就会变黑。
Sometimes it will be smoky.
或者就出烟啦。
Instead of giving light, it will give darkness.
是应该本应该发出光的，佢就系却发出黑烟啦。
So you find the priest will go to tend this lampstand every day.
所以每一日呢个祭司都系要去嚟到嚟到系去系睇呢个灯究竟系咪发亮。
And if he find that the oil is getting low,
如果发觉呢个油系减少啦。
He will pour more oil into the lamp.
佢就会加油喺个灯嘅上边。
Or if he finds that the oil is gone,
如果发觉冇油啦
and the wick is scorched.
啊，嗰个灯芯已经烧坏啦。
Then he will use a golden stuff.
啊，佢就用一个金嘅铰剪。
And chop off the scorched part.
啊，就将嗰个烧焦咗嘅灯芯嚟到剪。
So that the wick can still draw the oil.
啊，以致嗰个灯芯仍然能够将油嚟到吸
收。And give light.
能够发出光。
Now that is the work of the priest towards the lampstand.
啊，呢个系祭司对于个灯所灯台所要做嘅事。
Now that is only a type, a representation.
啊，呢个只不过一个预表。
But the reality is,
但不过实际乃系
our Lord Jesus today in heaven.
我哋嘅主今日喺天嘅上边。
He is ministering to his church.
啊，佢喺嗰度服侍教会。
And he is the high priest.
啊，佢喺嗰个大祭司。
He will watch.To see if the light is shining.
啊，佢要睇呢个嘅灯系咪究竟系发亮
？Whether it is getting dimmed.
啊，系咪呢个睇暗淡啊
？Or the wick is scorched.
啊，或者个灯芯已经系烧窿咗啦
？Whether it is smoky.
啊，或者已经出黑烟啦
？And he will judge it and purify it.
啊，佢就会嚟到去审定，然后佢嚟到将佢嚟到系炼净。
And he will take care of it.
啊，佢要去照顾佢。
So that the light will burn bright.
啊，好叫嗰个灯系越嚟越光。
Now that is the ministry of our Lord Jesus today in heaven.
呢个就系我哋今日主耶稣基督喺天上边嘅的事。
Now in the Old Testament you find one golden lampstand with seven branches.
啊，喺旧约里边我哋睇见啊系一个灯台有七盏嘅灯。
Now seven in the scripture means perfection.
啊，七喺圣经里边系代表完美。
Seven is the perfection of this age.
啊，七系呢个世代嘅完美。
12 is the eternal perfection.
十二系永远嘅完美。
So you find there are seven branches.
啊，你发觉嗰度有七个嘅灯嘅杆。
And they are joined together into one lampstand.
啊，佢哋连在一起成为一个灯台。
That represents the unity of the church.
这个代表教会的一。
But here in Revelation chapter 1,
但在启示录第一章,
you find seven individual lampstands.
你发觉那里有七个个别的灯台。
Because these are looked as individual churches on earth.
因为这里是以在地上边个别的教会来到看。
The local churches on earth.
是哪地方的教会来到看。
Now in chapter 1, you have the vision.
在第一章那里有一个意象。
You know, in the word of God, a vision is not just visionary.
啊，你知道圣经里面的意象，啊，不是讲到，啊，普通 的意象。
A vision is not just something for you to see, to meditate.
啊，意象不是一些东西你要看见你要思想而已。
A vision given is very practical.
意象来到给过我们的时候是很实际的东西。
If God gives a vision,
如果神给一个意象
He means that the vision should be carried out on earth.
啊，他的意思那这个意象在地上边来到实现的。
What you see should work into your life.
你所睇见嘅应该喺你嘅生活嘅里边系有功效嘅。
You will be drawn into that vision.
啊，你会被呢个意象嚟到吸引。
And that vision will be part of your life.
呢个意象成为你嘅生命嘅一部分。
That is why a vision is given.
啊，因为咁嘅缘故，所以意象先会俾我哋。
It is not just for your meditation.
唔系净系俾你去思想。
Or feel good about it.
啊，唔系为着你嘅益处。
It is something that is working.
啊，有一啲嘢系能够有功效嘅。
It is something that should enter into your very being.
啊，呢个意象要进入到你嘅所事嘅里面。
And you become part of that vision.
你成为呢个意象嘅一部分。
Now that is always the case in the Word of God.
喺神嘅话里边，常常系咁样。
So here you find after the vision was given.
啊，所以你睇见当意象系俾咗嘅时候
，Then our Lord as the High Priest of the Church，
我哋嘅主作为教会嘅大祭司
，commanded John to write to the seven churches in Asia.
就吩咐約翰寫七封嘅書信嚟到俾亞細亞嘅七個教會。
So in chapters 2 and 3.
所以第二章同第三章。
In the seven letters to the seven churches in Asia.
喺七封嘅書信俾啟示俾亞細亞嘅七個教會。
That is the outworking of the vision towards the churches.
呢個意象喺呢七個教會裏邊嚟到。作成出来。
How does the heavenly vision in chapter 1 apply to the seven churches on earth?
在第一章的意象怎样来到应用在地上面的七个教会。
How does our Lord Jesus in heaven minister as the high priest to the churches on earth?
我们的主在天上边怎样来到服侍地上的七个教会？
He is there walking among the seven golden lampstands.
他在那里是在七个灯台当中来到行走。
He is there looking into the condition of the light.
他在那里来到察验这个光的情况。
Whether the light is shining bright.
他的光有没有真的照亮？
Or whether the light is getting dim.
这个光已经是暗淡了。
Or whether the light is almost gone.
这个光已经差不多没晒了。
So he is ministering to the seven churches.
他在那里服侍七个的教会。
He has to judge.
他在那里要审判。
He has to supply more oil.
他在那里要供应更多的油。
He has to use the golden stuffer to take off the scorched part.
他用那个金的剪来到将那些烧窿了的灯芯来到剪去。
In other words, our Lord Jesus is ministering to the churches on earth today.
用个话来讲，我们的主在服侍在地上面的教会。
Now, if you look into the seven churches in Asia,
如果你睇系睇亚细亚嘅呢七个教会
，you will discover，
你会发觉
that at the beginning of each letter，
你会发觉每封书信嘅开始。
Now we do not have the time to read these seven letters，
我哋冇时间去读呢七封书信啦。
I hope you already knew them.
我希望你们已经认识这七封书信。
Now, if you don't,
如果你不认识的话，
I hope you will go back today and read chapters 2 and 3 of Revelation.
我希望你今晚回去你会看启示录第二章和第三章。
Now, in these seven letters,
现在在七封的书信里面，
the beginning of each letter,
每一封信的开始，
you find there is a description of the Lord Himself.
你会发觉到那里先有我们的主是被形容是怎样的。
And this description actually is part of the description you find in chapter 1.
这个的形容你会发觉到其实是在第一章里面形容主的形状的一部分。
And of course there are a few more additions.
当然那里还有加上的东
西。So in other words,
用话来讲，
when our Lord Jesus writes to the seven churches,
我们的主写信给七个教会的时候，
He first introduced himself.
首先他是介绍他自己。
Put it another way.
我把将另一个来到这样讲，
He commits himself to the church.
他将他自己来到交托给教会。
Because the church is the vessel for the testimony of Jesus.
因为教会是为着来到是以将主耶稣的见证来到表达出来。
You know, the church is to testify of our Lord Jesus.
你知道教会是都要见证主自己。
To testify to the world who our Lord Jesus is.
来到在这个世界来到证明我们的主耶稣是哪个。
And what kind of a Lord is our Lord Jesus?
我们的主是为怎样的主。
So you find that in every letter it is introduced by a description of the Lord Himself.
所以你发觉每一封书信的开始那个开头那段都是来到讲到主自己。
Now it tells us,
这个话给我们听，
that he has committed himself to the churches.
他就说他将自己来到交托给教会。
And he expects the churches to bear that testimony.
他是期望教会来到背负这个见证。
In every church,You'll find there is a description.
你发觉每一个教会都有一个形容。
In chapter 1, you have the full description.
在第一章有一个完全的形容。
That is the full testimony of our Lord Jesus.
这个是我们主耶稣的丰满的完全的见证。
He said, I'm the first, I'm the last.
他说我是首先，我也是末后的。
I'm the living one.
我是活着的。
I have died, but I am risen from the dead.
我曾死，现在又活了。
And is living forevermore.
正活到永远永远。
I hold in my hands the keys of death and Hades.
在我手里边攞住死亡同阴间嘅锁匙。
Now that is the testimony of our Lord Jesus.
呢个就系我哋嘅主耶稣基督嘅见证。
But to each church, you find he commits a part of his testimony.
但你发觉对每一个教会，佢系将佢嘅见证一部分嚟到交托俾教会。
In other words, he takes the whole church on earth to complete the testimony.Of Jesus.
本来来讲是要整个世界所有的教会然后才能够将整个耶稣基督的见证表达出来。
And in that sense, it makes every local church different.
在这样的看法，这样的看法的里面是就叫做每一个地方的教会都应该是不同的。
Yeah, no, you read the seven churches in Asia.
你读到是亚细亚七个的教会。
You find they're all different.
你发觉全部都不同的。
And yet, together, they give the whole testimony of our Lord Jesus.
但当你全部摆在一起的时候就将耶稣基督的见证来表达出来了。
Each is given a specific part of his testimony.
每一个都有一个很指定的见证。
And yet, they are to learn from one another so that they enter into the full testimony of Jesus.
而他们需要彼此的学习，以致他们能够一同进入主耶稣基督丰满的见证。
Now, that you find in the chapters 2 and 3.
你又在第二章和第三章你找到这些了。
And then in another sense,
在另一个的想法，
you find that to each church,
对每一个教会，
he measures that church with His revelation.
他是用他的启示来去量度那个教会。
In other words, he is looking into the church and see how faithful they are to the revelation given to them.
本来来讲，他是看每一个教会，是看他们对于主向他们所启示的是多忠心。
You know the success or the failure of the church.
你知道教会的成功或者失败。
Is not measured by outward appearance.
不是从外面的表现来到去量度。
Now today we measure the success or the failure of the church by outward things.
今天我们很多时用外表的事情来到去量度教会的成功和失败。
How big a building they are able to build.
他们能够建一个几大的礼拜堂。
How many members do they have?
都有几多的会友。
How many activities they are engaged in?
他们有几多的活动？
And how rich in finance?
他们在金钱上面是多富足？
Now we measure the success of failure by these outward things.
我们好像用外面的这些东西来到量度他的成功和失败。
But before God,
在神面前，
He measured the success of failure by seeing how we are bearing up His own testimony.
在神的眼里面来看，你是教会能够几多能够背负提高举主的见证。
This is the measurement of each church.
这里就给我们看见每一个教会的量度。
He looks into each church and see how much light is there.
他看教会呢，看那里究竟有多少光。
Whether it is burning bright.
这个是不是真的自然得很光亮
or whether it is becoming dim.
因为已经渐渐黑暗了。
And he is there trying to restore it to its fullness.
他是尝试在那里来恢复以致他能够得到他的丰满。
So in every letter you will find,
所以每封书信里面你发觉
that revelation of our Lord Jesus to that church.
他们对教主耶稣对每个教会的启示
actually supplies the need of that particular church.
实在就是供应那个教会的需要。
Not only he is a measurement,
他不单只是那个量度
but he also the supply.
他们是同时间的供应
so that he can bring every church into that
full meaning.
啊，呢啲佢能够将每个教会都能够带到佢嗰、那个啊，喺神嘅面前有嗰个丰满嘅表达。
Now before we continue on，
啊，我哋继续之前
，I would like first to tell you a story。
我先想同你讲一个故事。
Now in the United States，
喺美国。
Once upon a time, there was a very famous preacher.
啊，有一个时候，嗰度有一个好出名嘅传道人。
His name was A.J. George Gordon.
啊，佢个名就 A.J. George Gordon.
He was a famous preacher in Boston.
啊，佢喺波士顿一个好出名嘅传道人。
And he had a large congregation.
佢一个好大嘅会众。
A very beautiful building.
啊，一个好美丽嘅教堂。
And he was a real servant of God.
他实际真是一个神的仆人。
One day he dreamed a dream.
那一天他发了个梦。
He saw that on the Lord's day,
他看见在主日，
while he entered into his own church building,
当他走入他自己的教堂里面的时候，
to conduct that Sunday service.
他在那里来到主持主日的崇拜。
Before the service began,
当那个崇拜开始之前，
you know,This place was almost packed.
啊，呢个地方你知道系满坐满人嘅。
But then he saw the usher.
啊，但佢睇见嗰个招待嘅。
Brought in a stranger.
啊，带一个新仆人入嚟。
And he brought the stranger to the front.
啊，佢系将呢个陌生人带到前边。
Someone that he had never seen before.
一个人佢从来未见过嘅。
But somehow the stranger seemed to attract his attention.
但总系唔知点解呢个嘅陌生人就吸引咗佢嘅注意力。
So when he began to give his sermon,
吓，当佢开始讲到嘅时候
，all the time his eyes were towards the stranger.
吓，佢嘅眼睛喺度望住呢个陌生人。
He wondered how the stranger will feel.
吓，佢喺度谂，哦，呢个陌生人会觉得点咧
？Will feel about his sermon.
吓，觉得佢嘅信息系点咧
？Whether the stranger will approve his sermon.
吓，呢个嘅陌生人会唔会同意赞同佢嘅信息咧
？And then he wonder.
吓，佢又谂
，How will the stranger feel about his choir?
吓，佢嘅呢个嘅陌生人对于佢嘅诗班又觉得点咧
？And how will the stranger feel about his pipe organ?
吓，佢嘅呢个陌生人对于佢嗰个嘅啊，风琴好大嘅风琴系觉得点啊
？What will be the stranger think about this program on that particular Sunday？
啊，呢个嘅陌生人对于讲佢呢个主日嘅崇拜嘅节目又觉得点啊
？So while he was preaching, he was wondering all the time。
吓，当佢一路咁样嘅嚟到啊讲道嘅时候，佢里边一路就咁样嘅谂。
So he made a mental decision。
啊，咁佢里边就做一个系一个咁样嘅啊心理嘅决定。
As soon as the service is over。
吓，当呢个嘅崇拜完嘅时候
，I will go to the door。
我要去门口嗰度。
You know the pastor usually would meet the people going out from the door。
你知道牧师通常都系站喺门口嗰度嚟到系睇等人嚟，系同啲人嚟到倾偈。
And I will find out who the stranger is。
啊，我一定要揾出呢一个嘅陌生人系边一个。
So after the service was over。
吓，呢个嘅系聚会完啦。
He hurriedly go to the door.
吓，我好快嘅就行到门口嗰度。
Trying to meet the stranger.
我就尝试想希望见到呢个陌生人。
But the stranger was already gone.
吓，但呢个陌生人已经走咗啦。
So he asked the usher.
佢就问嗰个招待。
He said, "Do you know who that person is?"
你认识嗰个陌生人啊
？Well, the usher said, "Don't you know him?"
个陌生人话：你认识佢咩
？He is Jesus.
佢就系耶稣啦。
Jesus.Came to the church.
啊，耶稣嚟呢个教堂嘅里边咧。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
，and that makes such an impression upon A.J. Gordon.
啊，呢个系俾喺呢个 A.J. Gordon 嘅身上一个好深嘅印象。
And it began to transform his whole life.
就将佢一生嚟到完全嘅改变。
Not only transform his preaching.
唔单止改变咗佢嘅信息。
But even transform the order of his service.
啊，将佢嗰个崇拜嘅次序，嗰个嘅节目都改晒啦。
Because no longer he was to satisfy man.
系因为佢唔系再喺嗰度去满足人啦。
He want to satisfy Christ.
啊，佢想嗰度要满足基督。
That Christ should come in their midst.
啊，基督应该嚟到佢哋当中。
And be pleased with everything they did.
啊，系对佢哋所作一切都系满意。
Now he put his dream in a small book.
啊，佢将呢个梦写咗一本书仔。
If I remember right, the title was When Jesus Came to Church.
啊，如果我记得冇错嘅，就系话嗰个这本书嘅嗰个嘅名就系当耶稣去教会。
Now, brothers and sisters,
依家弟兄姊妹
，you may think this is only a dream.
你话呢个当呢个只一个梦
，but in spiritual reality, this is very true.
但喺属灵嘅实际里边，呢个十分嘅真实。
Whenever God's people meet,
当神嘅儿女嚟到聚集
，the Lord will be in their midst.
啊，主在佢哋当中。
And how, what will the Lord think about you?
啊，主点样谂你啊？
Will he be pleased with your gathering?
啊，佢会唔会对你哋嘅聚集系满意啊？
Does everything you do do according to his good will?
啊，你所做嘅一切系咪按住佢嗰个美意啊？
Or are you just trying to make a show?
啊，或者你只系尝试喺度表演一下？
Or you just trying to please man?
你只系喺度尝试嚟到讨人欢喜？
This is something for us to consider very seriously.
啊，呢个系我哋要好严肃嘅嚟到去思想。
Because in spiritual reality,
在属灵嘅实际里面
，this is happening all the time.
呢个常常喺度发生紧嘅。
Now, let us see when he came to the seven churches in Asia, what did he see?
啊，让我哋嚟到睇，当我喺度。是亚洲亚洲的教会的时候他看见的是什么
Now we are not able to go through the seven churches in Asia.
我们没办法来到是看完这七宗书信了。
In this very short period.
在这么短的时间里面。
But we will just go over it very quickly and mention some points.
我们只是很快的来到看、啊、几点。
You have to study them yourself.
你自己来到查考了。
When he came to the church in Ephesus,
啊，当他来到耶弗所的教会
，You know Ephesus had a brilliant, glorious past history.
你知道耶弗所教会在过往有一个很荣耀啊，很光荣的过去。
Ephesus was a church noted for its love.
啊，耶弗所虽然出名的是他们的爱心
，and because they loved.The Lord.
因为他们爱主
So the Apostle Paul was able to write that letter to the Ephesians.
啊，所以保罗能够写以弗所的书信来到给以弗所的教会
What he couldn't share with the church in Corinth.
啊，他不能够跟哥林多的教会来到交通以弗所书的说话
He was able to share with the church in Ephesus.
但是他能够跟以弗所的教会来到交通
You know, sometimes we think.
有些时候我们想
If we want to understand God's word,
如果你想明白神的话
If we want to understand God's purpose,
我们想明白神的旨意
If we want to understand God himself,
如果你想明白神自己
You need intellect.
我们以为我们需要的头脑
The cleverer you are,
你越聪明
The better you will know the word of God.
你就会更认识神的说话
And the better you will know God.
你就会更认识神了
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
this is not true.
这个不是真的。
The Corinthians were noted for their intellect.
哥林多的教会,他们出名,他们的,是他们的智慧,头脑的知识。
But they were so carnal.
但是他们这么上肉体。
Paul said, I couldn't share with you what the full purpose of God.
不过我不能够跟你们交通神那个丰满的旨意
Because you are like babes in Christ.
因为你基督的里面好像是小孩子婴孩
You can only drink milk.
你只可以喝奶
You cannot digest solid food.
你不能够去消化是硬的食物
But with the church in Ephesus.
但以弗所的教会呢
He was able to share the full counsel of God.
他能够将神的丰满的旨意来到交通
Why? Because they love the Lord.
为什么呢因为他爱主
So brothers and sisters,
姊妹,
if you want to know the Lord,
如果你想认识主,
it does not depend upon your intellect.
不是在乎你的头脑的知识,
it depends upon your love.
不是在乎你的爱。
If you love him,
如果你爱他,
you will know him.
你就会认识他了,
and you will be known by him.
你,他又会认识你了。
Now, the church in Ephesus was noted for its love.
以弗所的教会出名了你对主的爱。
And because of that love,
是因为这个在他里面的爱。
They had knowledge.
啊，他们所以有知识。
They had work.
啊，他们有工作。
They had labor.
他们有劳苦。
They had everything.
他们有一切。
But when it came to the end of the first century,
但是当去到第一世纪末的时候
，What do you discover there?
你发觉那里找到乜嘢呢
？When the Lord came to Ephesus,
当主来到以弗所的时候
，What did he find in the church in Ephesus?
他在以弗所的教会找到乜嘢呢
he find that everything was carried on as usual.
他发觉到一切都要照常地举行。
They had works.
他们有工作。
They had labor.
他们有劳苦。
They had endurance.
他们有忍耐。
They had knowledge.
他们有知识。
They could distinguish.
他们能够分辨。
But
但是,
something was missing.
有一件事他们错过了。
They have lost their first love.
他们失去了他们起初的爱。
The work should be work of faith.
工作应该是信心的工作。
The work is there, but faith is not there.
他们有工作，但信心唔喺嗰度啦。
The labor should be labor of love.
嗰个劳苦应该系爱心嘅劳苦。
Labor is there, but love is not there.
劳苦喺嗰度啦，但冇爱喺嗰度啦。Endurance
should be endurance of hope.
忍耐应该系盼望嘅忍耐。
Endurance is there, but hope is not there.
忍耐喺嗰度啦，但盼望唔喺嗰度。
In other words, they are able to maintain a tradition.
換句話嚟講，佢又能夠保持一個傳統。
Something that has handed down from their father.
有啲嘢係佢嘅父親嚟到流傳俾佢哋嘅。
But tradition you can only keep outwardly.
但係呢個傳統只不過你能夠保持嘅外表嘅啫。
There is no inner life.
都冇裏面嘅生命。
There is no living faith.
嗰度冇活泼嘅信心。
There is no living hope.
嗰度冇活泼嘅盼望。
There is a missing of the inner spring.
嗰度缺少里边嘅动力。
And brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
what the Lord, as the high priest of the church, looked for.
我哋嘅主宰大祭司佢嚟到寻找乜嘢咧？
He is not looking for work.
他不是看工作,
not looking for labor,
不是看勞苦,
not looking for endurance,
不是看忍耐,
not looking for even discernment,
甚至不是看外面的分辨,
he's looking for that inner spring.
他是尋找的是裡面的泉源,
for life,
是生命,
his life in them,
他的生命在他裡面,
which is love,
就是愛,
and that is missing.
但那个更是缺少了。
So you find the Bible use very strong words.
所以你发觉圣经用很强的说话。
The Lord calls them to repent.
主叫他们悔改。
We think of repentance towards sinners.
我们以为悔改,
to repent.
但是圣徒都应该悔改。
We need repentance.
我们都需要悔改。
If we only keep a tradition.
如果我们只是保持传统,
without that first love towards the Lord.
没有我对主最终的爱心。
The Lord said, I'm against you.
主啊,我是反对你的。
You know, in the original, this is very strong.
你知道原文是很强的说话。
He said, I'm against you.
他说,我是反对你的。
In spite of all that you have.
就算你有所有这些东西,
I am against you.
我是反对你的。
Because you have lost your first love.
因为你失去了起初的爱。
You have to repent.
你要悔改。
Return to the very beginning.
你要回到最初那里。
And then do the work.
在那里才再作来到工作。
Oh, brothers
and sisters, 弟兄姊妹,
the Lord is looking for first love.
只是寻找的是起初的爱。
Now what is first love?
什么是起初的爱?
In time,
在时间的里面,
it is when you first believe in the Lord Jesus.
是你开始信主的时候。
You know, when you first believe in the Lord Jesus,
你知道当你开始信主的时候,
you are in first love with Christ.
你是从主有起初的爱情。
At that time,
在那个时候,
how you love to read the word of God.
你何等喜爱你对读神的说话。
How you love to pray.
你何等喜爱祈祷。
How you like to meet with brothers and sisters.
你何等喜爱你对碰到弟兄姊妹。
If the Lord demands anything from you,
如果主要你身上有任何要求,
how willingly you will give everything to the Lord.
你何等愿意将一切来到给主。
But as time goes on,
但当时间过去,
you gradually, your love is getting cold.
你的爱渐渐就冷淡了。
Outwardly, you still maintain these things.
在外面你仍然保持外面的嘢。
But the inner spring is not there.
但里面的泉源不在了。That
will not satisfy the Lord.
那个不会满足我们的主。
Your first love in quality.
第一的爱是在质素上面。
It means the best love.
那是最好的爱。
Best love is.
最好的爱是,
you love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your understanding, and all your strength.
那你用你的尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力的爱主你的神。
You love him with your whole heart.
你全心地爱他。
Now is that still the case with you?
今日对你来讲系咪仍然系咁咧
？Maybe you still love him，
或者你系爱佢。
But at the same time，
但同时
，your love is double。
你的爱 是重复了
you also love something else.
你都爱其他的东
西。Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
the Lord wants your love.
只要你的爱。
What is the Lord looking in his church?
只在教会里面要找什么呢?
He's looking for himself in the church.
他寻找的是 他在教会里面他自己。
He wants to find out how much of himself.Is in the church.
他自己有多少在教会的里面?
Is the church full of himself?
教会是不是充满了他自己?
Or the church is full of something else?
因为教会充满其他的东西。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
He is the high priest.
他是那个大祭司。
So he will judge.
他会审判。
And if there is something wrong there,
如果有东西不妥,
He called for repentance.
他就呼召你们悔改。
And then he will supply the need.
他就会供应个需要
，so that we may return to our first love，
以致我哋能够回翻回去嗰个起初嘅爱。
If we return to him，
如果我哋翻去佢嗰度
，he will return to us，
佢都会翻去我哋嗰度。
So that's what you find in the first church，
你就发觉喺第一个教会嘅就系咁样讲。
The church in Ephesus，
系以佢所嘅教会。
In the seven churches，
喺七个教会里面
，to five churches，
其中五个教会
，he called。For repentance.
是他是呼召他们悔改。
One church, the church in Smyrna.
Smyrna. 那个唯有在士美拿的教会。
There is no call for repentance.
那个没有叫他们悔改。
But there is exhortation.
那个有劝勉。
That they should endure to the very end.
他们要忍耐到底。
Because it is a church in persecution.
因为佢一个受逼迫嘅教会。
And there will still be persecution.
吓，嗰度仍然会有逼迫。
If they endure to the end.
但系如果佢系忍耐到底。
They will be saved.
佢就得救啦。
And only one church.
嗰度只一个教会。
It's all praises.
系只有赞称赞。
No call for repentance.
吓，冇叫佢哋悔改。
But still there's a warning.
但嗰度仍然有一个嘅警告。
It is the church in Philadelphia.
那是腓拉的教会。
Now that church,
这个教会
our Lord could find himself.
他只能够找到他自己。
Because there is brotherly love there.
但因为那里有弟兄的相爱。
They love one another.
他们彼此相爱。
They keep the word of God.
他们持守神的道。
And they do not deny his name.
他们没有否定主的名。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹。
And yet they have the danger.
但他们仍然有个危机。
Of losing their crown.
是人失去他们的冠冕。
So the Lord warned them.
啊，知道提醒他们。
That they be watchful.
啊，他们要警醒。
And not losing their crown.
不要失去他们的冠冕。
So brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹。
Here you'll find.
你在这发觉。
The heart of our Lord Jesus towards his church.
我们的主的心对他的教会。
The heart of the high priest.
是这个大祭司的心。
He wants every church to reach Its purpose.
每一个教会都能够达到他的目的他的旨意。
Every church will uplift the light.
每一个教会都能够将光来到高举。
And let the light shine bright.
让这个光能够很光的照耀出来。
Every church will be a vessel for the testimony of Jesus.
每一个教会都能够是成为耶稣基督的见证。
That is the heart of our Lord Jesus.
这就是我们的主的心。
You know, if our Lord is looking to the churches in the 21st century.
你知道如果主来到看21世纪的教会
You know what he will find?
你知道他会找到什么呢?
How much we have hurt his heart.
我们有多少是伤他的心?
So you find.
你发觉
To every church.
对每一个教会
Towards the end of that letter.
对这个封书送给你的时候
These are the words.
这就是那些的说话了。
Let him that hath an ear.
那个有耳可听的。
Hear what the Spirit of God says to the churches.
所以听神对宗教会说的话。
You know what he says to one church is to say to all the churches.
你知道他对一个教会讲的都是对宗教会所讲的。
He who overcomes.
那个得胜的。
He who overcomes.
那个得胜的。
Now why?
为什么
Our Lord Jesus is
the overcomer.
我们的主是那个得胜者。
He has overcome.
他已经得胜了。
You remember,
你记得?
In Revelation chapter 5,
在启示录第五章,
there was a lamb newly slain.
那个羔羊带着被杀的印记。
And he came to the throne of God.
他来到神的宝座的面前。
And he took the scroll.
他就把书卷。
Because he is worthy to open, to take the scroll and to open it.
因为他配从神的手里拿个书卷揭开七印。
Why? Because he has overcome.
为什么呢?因为他得胜。
Our Lord is the overcomer.
我们的主就是那位的得胜者。
He has overcome the world.
他是得胜过世界。
He has overcome sin.
他是胜过罪。
He has overcome, Satan.
他是胜过撒旦。
He is the overcomer.
他是那位得胜者。
And we who believe in him,
我们相信他的,
his church,
他的教会,
should be church triumphant,
应该是个得胜的教会,
by his overcoming power,
他靠着他得胜的能力,
we also should overcome,
我们都应该是得胜的,
we should overcome all that is short of the glory of God,
我们应该胜过一切是亏缺神名义的事,
we should so overcome that we may bear the full testimony of Jesus.
我应该这样的得胜，以致我们能够背负耶稣基督的完整的见证。
That we may be the church that God desires.
我应该能够成为神所喜悦的教会。
But sadly,
但好可惜。
You find as you look into the church today.
让我们今日看下地上的教会。
Instead of overcoming,
在那里不单止得没得胜。
It is being overcome.
是真的被人胜过。
You'll find the world has come in and overcome the church.
你发觉教世界进入教会是胜过教会。
Even sin has come into the church.
甚至罪是进入教会的里面。
And you'll find our own flesh has come into the church.
你发觉我们的肉体进入教会的里面。
And also you'll find the god of this world, Satan, is entering into the church.
你发觉这个世界的王撒旦是进入这个教会的里面。
Instead of overcoming, it is being overcome.
他没得胜，而是被胜过了。
And in view of that,
我们这样看法的时候，
our Lord today is calling the overcomer.
我们的主今天都在呼召得胜者。
You know the last call to the church,
你知道对教会最后的呼召，
is the call to overcome.
是呼召他们去得胜。
But this call is directed to individual.
但这个呼召是向着个别的人来的呼召。
He that overcome.
那个他是得胜的。
In the midst of the general declension.
在一个普遍的堕落的里面。
Who will answer the call of the Lord?
谁会向主的呼召来的回应呢?
Who will overcome this declension?
好，边个系对象呢一个咁样嘅堕落嚟到有反应咧
？Just falling away from the original purpose of God，
将从神原本嘅目的旨意嚟到堕落噶啦，离开噶啦。
This falling away from the testimony of Jesus，
系从耶稣基督嘅见证嗰度堕落落嚟啦。
And be faithful to Him，
而系对主忠心。
No， these are the overcomers of the church，
呢啲就系教会嘅得胜者。
You know, in the Old Testament,
你知道在教育里面,
there is a principle called the remnant principle.
你知道在教育里面有一个原则，就是一个留余种的原则。
The children of Israel came out of Egypt.
以色列人从埃及出来。
And they came into the promised land.
他们来到应许的地。
But because of their unfaithfulness,
是因为他们对神的不忠。
They were captured into Babylon.
他们就被掳到巴比伦。
And after 70 years of captivity,
70年被掳之后,
God allowed them to return to Jerusalem,
神就容许他们返回耶路撒冷,
to rebuild the temple of God,
来重建神的圣殿。
Now you will think,
你会想,
that after they have been in captivity for 70 years,
被掳70年之后,
when there was an opportunity to go back to Jerusalem,
那里有机会的你可以返回耶路撒冷。
Everybody will rise up and go back.
你会想个个都一起会起来返去啦。
But unfortunately,
但好不幸的。
It didn't happen.
那么事情没发生。
They were free to go back.
他们有自由可以返去。
But they didn't go back.
但他们不返去。
They were quite happy to live in the land of captivity.
他们好喜乐的活在一个被掳的地里面。
They already built up their business.
他们在那里已经建立了他们的生意了。
You know, the Jews began
to go into business in their captivity.
你知道犹太人在地掳之后，他们就开始经商做生意了。
In the old days, they were farmers.
在以前他们是农夫。
But because they couldn't farm anymore.
因为现在他们不能够再耕种了。
So that's how today the Jews are famed for their business mind.
所以今天你发觉犹太人他们出名做识做生意。
It began at the time of captivity.
来，开始是由他们被掳的时候开始。
And they were able to build their own houses.
他们能够建造他们的房子。
And they have a very comfortable life.
他们会有一个很舒服的生活。
And they invented a system of synagogue.
他们就发明了一个会堂的这样的组织。
Because the temple was destroyed.
圣殿被毁了。
How could they worship God?
他们怎么会敬拜神呢？
They're all the synagogues.
他们有会堂。
And the synagogues are much more convenient than the temple.
会堂是比圣殿是 更方便了。
You know, temple only one temple.
你知道圣殿只有一个。
In Jerusalem.
在耶路撒冷。
And every year.
每一年。
They have to go to Jerusalem three times a year to worship God.
他一年要三次去耶路撒冷来到去敬拜神。
But the synagogue.
但会堂呢？
If you have 10 Jewish people of leisure.
你如果有十个犹太人在亚洲。
Are willing to give some time, for God.
愿意将啲神时间俾神。
You can organize a synagogue.
你就能够组织一个会堂。
So there are synagogues everywhere.
所以每到地方都有会堂。
You don't need to travel anymore.
你唔再需要去旅游啦。
And if you're not happy with one synagogue, you can form another synagogue.
你唔欢喜呢个会堂咩？你可以起个另一个会堂。
No, you know in the synagogues there was lots of liberty.
你知道喺好多会堂里面有好多嘅自由。
They read Moses 5 books.
佢读摩西五经。
They read the prophets.
佢读先知书。
They sang the songs.
佢哋唱诗篇。
They pray,
他们祈祷,
and they could exhort one another.
他们能够彼此的劝勉,
the only thing they couldn't do,
每一样东西他们不能够做,
they couldn't sacrifice.
他们不能够献祭,
because sacrifice has to be done in the temple in Jerusalem.
因为献祭一定要在耶路撒冷的圣殿才可以献祭。
And without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin.
没流血, 罪不能赦免。
So they could do everything.
他们能够做一切。
But there is no salvation.
但嗰度却无救恩。
Now that's the situation.
如果我就系嗰个情况啦。
But they live for themselves.
但佢哋为自己嚟到活。
Even religion is for themselves.
甚至宗教都系佢哋自己。
To appease their conscience.
能够叫佢哋良心能得安慰。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹。
So only a remnant of the people return.
佢只系剩翻好少部分嘅人嚟到回，系翻到去耶路撒冷。
Those whose hearts were stirred by God.
他们的心是被神来到激动的。
They were willing to leave their comfort.
他们愿意离开他们的舒适。
Go back to Jerusalem.
回到耶路撒冷。
A city in ruin.
在一个废墟的，落在废墟的城市的里面。
What?
做什么呢？
To build the house of God.
来建造神的殿。
In other words,
换句话来说，
they live for God.
他们为神来到活。
Not for themselves.
不是为他们自己。
But only a remnant.
但嗰只系一个余种，即系有系十五千人到为回转。
And that's the remnant principle.
呢个系一个余种嘅原则。
But those who return,
但嗰啲回转嘅
，when they build the altar,
当佢起祭坛嘅时候
，they build it with 12 stones.
佢用十二个石头嚟到起
，representing the whole tribe of Israel.
嚟到代表以色列十二个支派。
So the overcomers or the remnant represents the whole.
圣者或者呢个余种系代表整个以色列。
What they did，
佢哋所做嘅。
They did for all Israel。
佢哋为咗整个以色列嚟做。
Now that you find in the Old Testament。
你再讲呢个喺旧约嘅里面。
Now in the New Testament。
喺新约嘅里面。
You have the overcomer principle。
你有呢个得胜者嘅原则。
It is the same principle。
系同一个原则。
Out of the whole church。
喺整个教会嘅里面。
Unfortunately。
很可惜的
The whole church did not repent, did not repent.
不是整个教会都悔改
Do not listen to the voice of the Spirit of God.
不是整个教会都听圣灵对教会的说话
Do not bear the testimony of Jesus.
不是整个教会都能够背负主耶稣基督的见证
Faithful to the Lord.
都是对主忠心
But thank God.
但感谢主
There are some.
可能有一些
Whose hearts are touched by the Lord.
他的心是被主摸着
For the love of Christ,
因为基督的爱
They are willing to let go everything,
他们愿意放弃一切
And return to the Lord
是回到主那里
and maintain the testimony of Jesus.
来到持守耶稣基督的见证。
Keep the word of God.
来到持守神的话。
And do not deny His name.
是不背弃祂的名。
And they do it not for themselves.
他们这样做不是为他自己。
They do it for the whole church.
他们为整个的教会。
What they did.
他们所做的。
In the sight of God.
在神的眼里面。
Was for the whole church.
那为着整个教会的。
The overcomers in the church.
在教会里面的得胜者。
Are not something special.
不是一些特别的东西。
They are only the normal Christians.
他们只不过是那些正常的基督徒。
Because Christians today are abnormal and subnormal.
今天的基督徒很多都是不正常的，是正常的以下的。
Now, by the grace of God,
但是今天按照神的恩典，
there are some
有些
who become normal.
他们成为正常的。
What they ought to be.
他们应该是这样的。
Now, who are the overcomers?
谁是得胜者？
What do you overcome?
你得胜什么？
You overcome what is around you.
你是胜过一切包围你的嘢。
Around you, you find falling away.
你发觉周围嘅嘢都喺度失落啦。
You find the losing of first love.
你发觉嗰度失去起初嘅爱啊。
You find the union with the world.
你发觉同世界联合啦。
You find the teaching of man.
你发觉人嘅教训啦。
You find deadness around you.
你发觉死亡喺你嘅周围。
And you find tradition only.
你只有发觉嗰度有嘅传统。
And you find there was so-called spiritual pride.
你发觉嗰度有嗰啲嘅所谓属灵嘅骄傲。
But actually, it was a pretension.
但系嗰度只有啲嘅假装。
No, but you are real.
但你系真嘅。
You keep the word of God.
你守神嘅话。
You do not deny His name.
你唔否认佢嘅名。
You maintain that first love.
你保持守嗰个起初嘅爱。
And you love one another.
你彼此相爱。
In other words,
换句话嚟讲。
What the testimony of Jesus is.
耶稣基督嘅见证系乜嘢咧？
How much is revealed to you.
有几多系嚟到向你启示？
You are faithful to it.
你就系对呢啲嚟到忠心。
You are not perfect.
你唔系完全。
But you are faithful.
但你系忠心。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄们。
This is the last call.
呢个系最后嘅呼召，对教会嘅呼召。
It is the call to overcome.
呢个系呼召，系叫你得胜。
So may the Lord help us.
求主帮助我哋。
You know, in spite of the general falling away today.
虽然今日整大普遍都系失落。
If you know the heart of our Lord Jesus.
如果你认识主耶稣基督嘅心。
You want to repent.
你想悔改。
And to return to the first.
你想翻翻到去嗰个起初嘅
，and you will find，
你就会发觉
，His grace is always there，
佢嘅恩典常常喺嗰度
，to supply your every need，
嚟到供应你一切嘅需要。
You are not able，
你系唔能够噶
，but He is well able，
但佢系超过能够
，to save you to the uttermost，
能够拯救你到底
，so there is nothing to boast of，
所以嗰度冇嘢可以夸耀
，because all is grace，
因为一切都系恩典。
Paul said, I am what I am.
保罗话我系咩嘅人
？By the grace of God.
我系靠着耶神嘅恩典。
Not because of myself.
唔系因为我自己。
I'm the chief of sinners.
我系罪人嘅罪魁。
But it is the mercy of God.
我系神嘅怜悯。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹。
May the Lord touch our heart.
让主嚟到摸到我哋嘅心。
May we see the heart of our Lord.
让我哋能够睇见耶稣基督嘅心。
May we understand what He is doing today.
让我哋能够明白佢今日做紧乜嘢。
And we will respond to Him.
我哋能够对佢有反应
，give ourselves to him，
将我哋自己嚟到俾咗佢
，allow him to work out his salvation，
让佢喺我哋身上嚟到作成救恩
，to the praise of his goodness，
嚟到叫佢嘅荣耀得着称赞。
Let us
pray， 让我哋祈祷。
Dear Heavenly Father，
我亲爱嘅天父。
We pray that I will give us that Patmos vision.
我哋求你赐俾我哋密特摩嘅意象。
Not only give us that vision.
唔单止俾我哋嘅意象。
But bring us into that vision.
将我哋带上呢个意象嘅里面。
And make that vision a reality in our lives.
嚟叫呢个意象成为我哋嘅生命嘅真实。
That thy heart may be satisfied.
以致你嘅心能够得到满足。
How we praise and worship you.
啊，我哋敬拜赞美你。
Even though it is impossible with man,
虽然人不可能
but nothing is impossible with God.
但对神无人不可能
Thy grace is always sufficient.
你的恩典常常是够用
We trust thy grace.
乃信靠你嘅恩典。
May thy blessing be upon thy people.
让你求你嘅祝福临到你嘅百姓。
We ask in thy precious name.
我哋奉你宝贵嘅名嚟到祈祷。